NBC Monitor News on the Hour, brought to you by Kent Cigarettes. They give more taste, fine tobacco. To a smoker, it's a Kent. Here's Jeffrey Pond.
Israeli and Egyptian forces clashed again today at the northern end of the Suez Canal. Both sides complained to the United Nations, and the Security Council has been called into session 2 hours from now. NBC News will provide comprehensive coverage. Details of the latest fighting from Bernard Kaplan, NBC News in Jerusalem.
The Israeli Air Force says it shot down one Egyptian MiG-21 and sent three others fleeing homeward tonight in an air battle close to the Suez Canal. Two Israeli Mirage fighters engaged the Egyptian planes, which it's thought intended to strafe advanced Israeli army outposts east of the canal. The air battle came at the end of a day of heavy artillery duels and an Israeli airstrike against Egyptian batteries in the Port Fuad region. Government sources here said the Egyptians opened fire at about 9:30 this morning. The Israelis laid down a counter-barrage, then early in the afternoon, a two-hour airstrike. A final artillery exchange ended shortly after 6 o'clock this evening, local time, after continuing for 3 hours. The Israelis admit to losing 2 dead and 20 wounded in today's action, by far the worst violations of the ceasefire yet to occur. Bernard Kaplan, NBC News, Jerusalem.
Cairo's version is that Israeli planes attacked Egyptian forces on both sides of the canal at Port Said and Port Fuad, and that Egyptian fighters chased them away, while 3 Israeli tanks and 11 armored cars were knocked out on the east bank of the canal. More news after this from Kent Cigarettes.
Up and down the river, there's a story being told about a Mississippi gal so reckless and so bold, how he kept on losing to a shifty, cheating gent, till all that he had left was just a single pack of Kent. Then his shifty-eyed opponent said, "Before this game is through, I'll wager that I even win that pack of Kent from you." But the Mississippi gambler shouted, "Never!" to the gent.
Yay!
"My gambling days are over. I will never risk my Kent."
He changed his way.
"For the taste of Kent."
He changed his way.
"For the taste of Kent."
He changed his way.
"For the taste of Kent."
More taste, fine tobacco.
The moral of the story is this. You're never gambling on flavor when your cigarette is Kent, because Kent delivers the most satisfying taste in filtered cigarettes today. Light up and see why they say, to a smoker, it's a Kent.
Once again, here's Jeffrey Pond.
The Vietnam War has cost the United States its third B-52 heavy bomber in 36 hours. One of the $8 million long-range jets crashed and burned today while attempting an emergency landing at the Da Nang Air Base in South Vietnam. One survivor was pulled from the wreckage. B-52s normally carry 6 men. 2 other B-52s collided and crashed off the Vietnamese coast on Friday. 7 men were rescued. 6, including Major General William Crum of the Strategic Air Command, are missing. The U.S. command in Saigon claims that communist dead have been 6 times the number of Marine fatalities in a week of fighting at the edge of the demilitarized zone. Headquarters says the Marines lost 134 killed, the Communists 836. However, some Marines doubt the estimate. They say some of the slain enemy may have been counted twice by pilots and ground patrols. Defense Secretary McNamara conferred today in Saigon with U.S. military commanders, who warn the war may reach a stalemate unless they get 100,000 more men added to the 477,000 now authorized. The commanders told McNamara that air attacks are having an increasingly severe effect on North Vietnam. The Congolese government says the fighting is over and its troops are completely victorious against rebels and white mercenaries in the northeast Congo. Refugees from the city of Bukavu say that government troops who recaptured it yesterday went on a rampage, killing more than 60 people, including 5 Europeans. More in a moment.
When workers join together as union members and bargain with their employers, they acquire a voice in the terms of their employment with regard to wages, hours, and working conditions. This right of union collective bargaining is encouraged and protected by law and is the public policy of our nation. A fine example may be seen in the many union agreements negotiated by the Retail Clerks International Association for retail store employees. For more information, write to the Retail Clerks International Association, Washington, D.C., 20036.
Virginia's white lawyers have admitted the first Negro to their state bar association. Today at their annual meeting, they approved the membership of Herman Benn, a Richmond attorney. All marquee lights in London's West End Theater District were darkened for 1 hour today in tribute to actress Vivian Leigh. She was found dead early this morning in her London apartment. Miss Leigh, who was 53 years old, had been suffering from tuberculosis. She was the ex-wife of Sir Laurence Olivier, the actor. Jeffrey Pond, NBC News, New York.
Listen again on the hour when the Retail Clerks International Association brings you NBC Monitor News.
Now, New York area news on the conversation station WNBC New York. Every day, TWA flies two nonstop jets to Denver, one of the many cities in the wide world of Transworld Airlines. At 5 minutes and 45 seconds past 4 o'clock, it's 80 degrees in New York City. This is Jerry Damon with late news of the metropolitan area. Brooklyn police are still without a clue today in the sniper slaying of Nancy McEwen. Authorities say their latest investigation has cleared three persons who had been prime suspects in the shooting. The 17-year-old Garden City girl was shot yesterday as she drove along the Belt Parkway through the Plum Beach area. Police had questioned a photographer and two models who were in the area filming a commercial. They were using a rifle, but police say it was not fired. The medical director of New York City's school system says teachers with physical defects will find it easier to get jobs in the city. Stanley Leibowitz says the difficult physical standards have now been liberalized so that many persons who were once disqualified can now be licensed. In the past, teachers were turned down if they wore hearing aids or if they suffered from diabetes, epilepsy, or certain heart conditions. 139 women pilots waiting to take off in the coast-to-coast powder puff derby from Atlantic City have suffered their second delay. The race will not start until 9 o'clock tomorrow morning because of bad weather in the flight area. The 21st annual derby was scheduled to get underway at 9 o'clock this morning.
Hello, this is Bill Mazur for Monitor 67. Right now,
a pretty girl is like a bramble bush. Yes, a pretty girl will thrill you very much. Oh, a pretty girl is like a bramble bush, but you'll get stuck if you should touch. The girl I fell in love with was such a lovely sight. So beautiful to gaze upon, so soft and pink and white. And as I reached to kiss her beneath the summer skies, I was so much in love I didn't realize that a pretty girl is like a bramble bush. It's a pretty girl will thrill you very much. Oh, a pretty girl is like a bramble bush, but you'll get stuck if you should touch. Aha! The summer soon was over, and autumn chilled the sky. The flowers on the bramble bush began to fade and die. And with the faded flowers, my true love traveled on. And I can feel the thorns now that my lover has gone. But the pretty girl, yes, is like a bramble bush. Yes, a pretty girl will thrill you very much. Oh, a pretty girl is like a bramble bush, but you'll get stuck if you should touch. Oh, the bramble bush. Yes, the bramble bush. Oh, the bramble bush. Yes, the bramble bush.
Hey, Mr. American Motors Rambler Dealer. You the guy who sells the U.S. compact at an import price?
That's me. Surprise?
Yeah, but I'm really interested in your surprise deals on a bigger car like the 1967 Rebel.
That's no surprise. Everybody is. Here, put on this elaborate hat with the funny horns.
Ooh, not so tight.
It's a little invention. Every time you register surprise, your brain impulses make the horns honk.
Yes, son of a gun.
Now, look at this 1967 Rebel.
Okay.
See? Surprised already.
Is a Rebel?
Right. We call it the excitement machine.
Yeah.
Lots of options. Four on the floor, bucket seats, 343 cubes. Tom McCahill of Mechanics Illustrated says there isn't a better intermediate-sized car sold in the U.S. than the 1967 Rebel. Hey, take off the hat.
Boy, am I surprised. I'll take it.
The Rebel?
The hat.
Oh.
And the Rebel. Surprise?
No, Rebels outsell the hats 5-1.
Surprise time is a good time to get your kind of deal on your kind of car. And your American Motors Rambler dealer.
And now for that look into what's happening to that old art form, burlesque. Here's Monitor's man on the aisle, Leonard Probst.
The Straw Hat Trail, that string of theaters that springs up across the country every summer in barns, tents, playhouses, and out of doors, has a new traveler. Its name is Burlesque. Burlesque has come to summer theater with a bang, but with very few bumps and grinds. This week, for instance, at the Goodspeed Opera House in Connecticut, they're showing not an opera nor a play by Eugene O'Neill. No, for the first time there, it's Sally Rand in a show called The Anatomy of Burlesque. And this week at the Westbury Music Fair in Long Island, it's not the usual Broadway musical revival. It's Lily St. Cyr and Dagmar in The Drop of a Fan. Other burlesque shows on the summer circuit feature Barbara Nichols, Denise Darcel, Sherry Britton, and, of course, Ann Corio, the lady who first invaded the summer circuit and made burlesque acceptable by putting the emphasis on comedy. Summer burlesque is not the old, rough, tough, bump-grind burlesque located in the tawdry sections of cities throughout the country. In checking with four of the leading producers who are using burlesque this summer, they all agree on some of the reasons why it's working so well, and it is at the box office. First, it's sanitized, cleaned, scrubbed, and purified. But that is not the key to its popularity, nor to its acceptance. The key is not what it is, but where it is. Now, with burlesque available at a theater in a respectable part of town, a theater one is not ashamed to tell other people he's been to the night before, at a theater that runs legitimate theatrical plays and musicals, it's no longer socially shameful from the audience's point of view. Producer Lee Goober, who runs a number of tent shows around the country, says these audiences would not go to a regular burlesque show. But knowing that the show is placed between a run of musical comedies, there is no stigma in going to it now. He advertises his show at the Westbury Music Fair as not recommended for children. His show includes Lily St. Cyr and another stripper named Camille Swanson. Matinees have been eliminated and replaced by a midnight show on Saturday night. The key to the entire thing, says Goober, is the real low-down slapstick humor, with the double entendre, the innuendos, and the mistaken identity jokes. Joey Fay, a former Top Banana, now producing Sally Rand, who ought to be able to enroll in Medicare by now, says burlesque in the summer circuit is suddenly the right thing at the right time. That most of the audience is made up of middle-aged men and women who like to get together and go on a slumming party. Also, he says, when you compare the type of show on Broadway with burlesque, the language, at least, is cleaner in burlesque. As for young men and women, many of them regard burlesque as fuddy-duddy, old-fashioned, antique stuff for squares. After all, if you've been nourished on Playboy and Beyond and the current wave of movies and live in a world of mini and minuscule skirts, what's so exciting about a burlesque show? Leonard Probst, NBC News New York, reporting from Monitor.
If your skin is bothered by chafing and minor irritations, and you want it to feel comforted, soothe it with Ammons medicated powder. Ammons helps your skin's natural defenses with moisture absorbents to help keep skin dry, cool feeling, comfortable. With skin protectives to guard against rubbing and chafing.
And Ammons is an effective deodorant, too. Helps keep you fresh all over.
For the protection your skin needs, use Ammons every day.
We're going to be hearing from one of the contestants in the 21st annual Powder Puff Derby a few minutes from now, right here on the Monitor Beacon.
WNBC, New York, the big voice of Big Town USA, is the sound of people.
Now, famous opera star Robert Merrill sings a famous classic.
Ship is the one fee to have when you're having more than one. Shaper's pleasure doesn't fade even when your thirst is done. The most rewarding flavor in this man's world for people who are having fun. Shaper is the one fee to have when you're having more than.
This week may be the hottest yet and the thirstiest. Will you have enough Schaefer beer on hand to weather it? Chances are you'll want plenty because the first glass of Schaefer is just the beginning. Schaefer gives you first beer pleasure that keeps coming through, beer after frosty cold beer. So don't get caught short. Be sure you have plenty of Schaefer beer in your refrigerator. Pick up extra six packs today.
Barbara Streisand, queuing in this quarter hour of Monitor 67 with a tune called Look. This is Bill Mazur, and even if you do look our way, you can't see us. We aim at your ears, not your eyes.
From the wise, look for light. From the strong, look for for weeping in the lonely night. From the dove, look for song. From the hills, shadows long. From the field, go.
Is nothing like a lark. It's America's most popular new cigarette.
Have a lark, have a lark, have a lark today.
I like the taste. Simple as that.
Have a lark, have a lark, have a lark today.
I think everybody who smokes should try a lark.
There's nothing, nothing, nothing like a lark.
Lark has an inner chamber of charcoal granules for a taste people really like.
Have a lark, have a lark, have a lark today.
Great smoke, glad I changed.
Hey, there's nothing like a lark.
Have a lark today.
There is nothing like a lark. Have one.
I think you heard on our news that the weather on the East Coast has delayed the start of the 21st annual Powder Puff Derby until tomorrow. 140 women pilots in 72 planes were scheduled to take off today on the 2,500-mile east-to-west air race. One of the ladies set to take off tomorrow is Lois Miles of Woodland Hills, California. Monitor reporter Johnny Erpt talked with Mrs. Miles about racing and raising a family.
How many Powder Puff Derbies have you been in?
This will be my sixth.
And how have you fared in them now? You've never won it, have you?
No, I have never won it. The year that was quite promising, and I felt that I was leading in it, I had a little bit of electrical problem and couldn't finish the race. You see, this will be the 21st annual Patterpuff Derby. We have had a 100% safety record, and I certainly wasn't going to be the one to even challenge that record.
How did you get into flying?
Just being a bored housewife, homemaker.
What about your husband? What does he think of all of this?
Well, he's very understanding of it because he's the one that taught me to fly.
Oh, he's a pilot.
He's a pilot,
What about, I understand you have two sons now. What do they think of their mother flying a plane?
Well, I'm sure that they discuss it with their friends and their teachers in school, but as far as I'm concerned, it's the same as your way of making a living to them. It's ordinary.
When do you have time to just be an ordinary housewife?
Well, I take off a day each week, and I also am home in the mornings and in the evenings. If the weather is bad, I'm home.
Lloyd,
we're actually a very closely knit family.
I'm told that you're also a hat designer.
I really am not a hat designer. I have designed hats strictly for wearing in the Derby, and I've gotten derbies or made them and decorated them with powder puffs, a powder puff derby. And I've always worn these hats during the race, so I've become known as the hat.
You know, you can do just about a little of everything. Can you cook?
Oh, yes, I love to cook.
Don't tell me your husband taught you that now.
No, he's stands in the background on that one.
I ask everybody else in sports to make a prediction on whatever event they're in. Would you like to make a prediction on what you think you'll do in a powder puff derby this year?
Well, I can't predict it. I'll do the best I can, and I hope to fly a good race, a safe race, and I hope that I make the right decision at the right second. That's what makes a winner.
Lois Miles, certainly thanks, congratulations, and good luck to you.
His name is Johnny Earp, E-R-P. Thank you, John. Pilot Lois Miles, hopefully on her way tomorrow to Torrance, California, competing in the 67 Powder Puff Derby. Flying, picnicking, surfing, swimming, it's a wonderful season for a lot of things. Here are the Ray Conniff Singers.
It's we. In Spain, it's C. At your Olds dealers, it's yes, Y-E-S for year-end savings. Your Olds dealer just can't keep from saying yes and giving you great savings on every beautifully engineered new 67 Oldsmobile in stock. He's saying Y-E-S, year-end savings, on the elegant 98s and great 88s, the young spirited F-85s and Cutlass Supremes, all featuring Oldsmobile's rocket V8s. He's even saying yes on the exciting front-wheel drive Toronado. Every one features a long list of standard safety, comfort, and convenience features. If you hurry, you can still pick an Olds equipped with a stereo tape player, AM/FM radio, or any one of many other personal options. See your yes man, your Oldsmobile dealer, now. See if you can say no when he says YES, year-end savings on the 67 Olds of your choice.
Herb Alpert, the happening. Now a word about a friendly happening.
Hello, Dad?
Hi, how are you?
Fine. Oh, Daddy, I'm so glad we picked this camp. It's just beautiful.
Here are some of the things you can do by long distance. You can chat about little things and seriously discuss important things. You can talk about old times, tell a father he's the greatest, or a mother that you're eating proper meals. You can keep the family feeling going. That's why the Bell System says that long distance is the next best thing to being there.
What? Yes, Dad, I love you, too.
This is Monitor. I'm Bill Mazur.
This is Sandy Koufax inviting you to be with me later today for news and views of the world of sports on my Monitor Sports Show on NBC Radio.
Beat the kitchen heat. Just listen to this from Wetson's. Another mouth-watering eating delight. It's Wetson's Southern Fried Chicken, done up just right, crispy and tasty on the outside, tender and delicious on the inside. Whether that's snack or dinner at home, Wetson's Southern Fried Chicken dinner served with Idaho golden brown French fries, a man-sized portion, only 69 cents. Just love that chicken. For a beach party or whenever you are having a picnic at home, pick up a Wetson's chicken bucket. Pack to go for a family of three, $1.49, family of six, $2.98. Love that chicken. Top off your meal with Wetson's thick shake, creamy and refreshing. At Wetson's, you can always enjoy our U.S. government-inspected all-beef hamburger or cheeseburger. When you're looking for eating pleasure or a picnic delight, go to Wetson's. Just love that Wetson's. In Staten Island, there's a Wetson's at 1525 Highland Boulevard. In Bay Shore, Long Island, the Wetson's is located at 1732 East Sunrise Highway. For the Wetson's near you, check the phone book. At Radio City, it's 80 degrees and it's cloudy. This is WNBC, New York. Now checking the weather for the New York area. At Radio City, it's 80 degrees and it's cloudy. Humidity 55%. The barometer falling. Wind is from the southeast at 9 miles an hour. The forecast, considerable cloudiness and warm, with a 20% chance of showers this afternoon and tonight, a 30% chance of rain tomorrow. The highest both days around 80, the low tonight 65 to 70. Once again, our Radio City temperature, 80 degrees, the WNBC time 27 minutes before 5 o'clock. That's late traffic and weather from WNBC News. This is Jerry Damon reporting.
Here with Monitor 67. Music is in our immediate future, after which you'll hear from people expert Dr. Joyce Brothers. The Letterman now with Volare. Let's fly.
Volare. Whoa, whoa. Cantare. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Let's fly. Way up to the clouds, away from the maddening crowds. We can sing in the glow of a star that I know of, where lovers enjoy peace of mind. Let us leave the confusion and all disillusion behind. Just like birds of a feather, a rainbow together will fly. Volare. Whoa, whoa. My happy heart sings. Your love has given me wings.
El volavo, volavo, felice, più in alto del sole, ancora più su. Mentre il mondo pian piano spariva lontano laggiù. Una musica dolce suonava soltanto per me.
Cantare, whoa, whoa, whoa.
let me heart sing. Your love has given me wings. No wonder my happy heart sings. Your love has given me wings.
Never be keeping the deep blue.
No wonder my happy heart sings.
Delicious, you start a love song.
Your love has given me wings.
Never be.
This is Keenan Wynn. Forgetting for a moment the controversy that continues to rage over whether or not I am related to the Wynn Oil Company people, I'd like to make a more important point. Wynn's products do keep cars going strong. This was proven conclusively last Memorial Day at Indianapolis. The cars that finished first, second, and third all used
Wynns.
But what about everyday driving? In hot weather, weekend and vacation trips, use Wynn's new Charge.
Charge!
A can of Charge in your crankcase ensures full engine compression, prevents oil burning, and gives your car total power.
Power!
Switch to Charge and keep your car going strong. Wherever you get gas or service, ask for Charge. Made by Wynn.
Of
Azusa.
Is there anything in the whole world that can turn people, particularly parents, on faster than a baby's smile? According to a recent experiment, babies smile for a very definite reason. Monitor's expert on people, Dr. Joyce Brothers.
When the baby pitches you the curve of his smile, does he know what he's doing? Certainly not, says one grandmother. A baby's smile is nothing but a reflex action. It's caused by gas bubbles, says the other grandmother. To find out what does make a baby smile, Dr. John S. Watson of the Merrill Palmer Institute in Detroit tested 68 infants from 6 weeks to 26 weeks old. While the babies lay on their backs, objects came and went above them, 15 inches from their eyes. The objects included multicolored cards, masked faces, face forms, and real faces. Sometimes the faces and the face forms were presented right side up, sometimes upside down, and sometimes at a 90-degree angle. The babies did not smile at the objects that weren't faces. They didn't do much smiling at the faces either, except when the faces were right side up. This fact puzzled the researchers. Why did a baby reserve his smile for a face in the face-to-face position? It wasn't the position in which the baby usually saw his mother's face, Dr. Watson found out. Watching mothers care for their infants, he discovered that they usually presented a profile or sideways view of their faces. Such a view didn't cause the baby to smile, even when the mother offered food and the child was hungry. What did she do to bring forth a smile when she was face to face with her infant? It had to be something she rarely did when her face was in any other position. And so it was. Face to face with her child, Dr. Watson discovered, the mother talked to him. The smile was his pleased response to the sound of her voice. He couldn't wiggle his ears to show his delight, but he could work the muscles around them. When the result was a smile, he was rewarded with more happy exclamations from his mother, and also with cuddling and kissing. These demonstrations of affection brought more attempts to smile, and each successful one was similarly rewarded. But the faces Dr. Watson presented to the babies in his experiment were silent faces. They didn't talk. Why then did the baby smile? Seeing a face-to-face face, the baby anticipated a voice, Dr. Watson explained. If he was old enough to be in full command of his smile, he was probably also in full command of the situation. His smile was an invitation to the voice. For, says Dr. Watson, babies learn to use their smiles as social currency, to buy the attention they need for proper development, and to buy your heart. This is Dr. Joyce Brothers for Monitor.
So, the little rascals are only smiling because they're anticipating a reward, huh? They're just like everybody else, almost. Now a message meant for you.
Get with living the exciting way. Drink sparkling champagne.
like nothing else you ever tasted. Nothing else except champagne. So put more sparkle in your life today with sparkling champagne.
Tastes like champagne. Champagne. C-H-A-M-P-A-L-E. Buy sparkling champagne wherever beer is sold. Costs just pennies more. Sparkling Champagne Malt Liquor, Metropolis Brewery, Trenton, New Jersey. The holiday weekend is over, but if you're driving, drive safely this weekend, too. While traveling on the Monitor Beacon.
Hey, friend, do it again, Valentine beer. Hey, friend, do it again, Valentine beer.
Just a minute, friend. That's Valentine premium beer.
What do you mean, Ballantine premium beer?
Well, haven't you heard? We improved Ballantine. Ballantine is so good, it's now a premium beer. You know, it's not easy to make a good beer better, but we did it. So if you haven't had a Ballantine lately, better get up to date.
Good to start with Ballantine. Good to stay with Ballantine. The flavor's great at the three-ring sign. Ballantine's got the flavor that says, hey, friend, do it again.
Hey, I just told you, that's Ballantine premium beer.
The Come Alive sound on the Big Voice of Big Town USA, WNBC, New York.
This is Bill Mazur with Monitor 67. Later today on Monitor, host Ted Steele welcomes Joe Fly Me to the Moon Harnell. Top drama critic Walter Kerr will be here, as will World War II double agent Eddie Chapman. Comedian Dick Van Dyke will be around, as will Al Capp, and many of your other Monitor favorites. Your dial's right. The Monitor, tonight.
I like the way it tastes.
I agree. There's nothing like a lark.
Lark has a good, easy taste.
Lark has an inner chamber of charcoal granules for a taste people really like.
I think they're the nicest cigarette there is.
Right. There's nothing like a lark.
There is nothing like a lark. It's America's most popular new cigarette.
Nancy Sinatra now with a double take tune. You only live twice.
You only live twice, or so it seems. One life for yourself and one for your stranger.
this is Coppertone's Hollywood correspondent, Army Archer, visiting Sharon Tate, exciting co-star of the Martin Ransohoff film, Don't Make Waves. But you do make them in the picture, Sharon. Great big ones.
Yes, but pretty gay ones, wouldn't you say, Army?
That I would. Fast-moving, sophisticated, Don't Make Waves is very funny. Best of all, seeing you on a surfboard, Sharon, is worth the price of admission.
Why, thank you, sir. I love being out in the sun.
And when someone asks how you get such a terrific tan?
Well, I tell them, join the Tannables. Use Coppertone. It really gives you a better tan.
Smart girl. Coppertone is enriched with moisturizers that make your skin more tannable. Keep it satiny smooth.
There's nothing like it. I agree when Vic Damone sings.
Get the fastest tan that anyone can. Tan don't burn, get a Coppertone tan.
A Coppertone tan really brings out the best in a girl.
Sharon Tate, you took the words right out of my mouth.
If you would like to climb the highest mountain, in Wisconsin, I mean, you really don't need a lot of equipment or training. But there's a mountain climbing seminar out there, nevertheless, for youngsters with visions of scaling distant peaks. From Milwaukee, Jim Schlosser reports for Monitor.
Mountain climbing in a high school gymnasium? Well, they do it here in Milwaukee, at least the first stages of it. Students enrolled in the Milwaukee Public School System's night classes under the Municipal Recreation Department are trained in some of the basics of mountain climbing at a junior high gym. Instructor Phil Martin explains you still need the mountain to learn, but you can do a lot in the classes using gym equipment to make a molehill into a mountain and simulate conditions on the rock.
Actually, we don't teach climbing. We teach some of the things that are necessary to know before you go out on the rock and begin to climb.
What do some of these things involve?
These things involve the idea of safe practices in climbing and mountaineering, the tying of knots, the communication signals between the climber and the belayer, things of this sort.
One of the students is Chuck Conkle of Brookfield, mighty enthusiastic and confident about it all. Do you feel that you've accomplished quite a bit in these classes?
I have. The knots that I've learned now are really new to me. Never had tried anything like a bowline on a bite, bowline on a coil, and belaying, and all these different terms are very new to me. And this is something I really enjoy. It's another outdoor activity to take in the summertime.
With the practice you've had here, do you feel pretty secure up on the hill, even, for example, if you fell and the belayer had to hold you?
Especially if I fall, climbing up, you can't use your rope. But if you do fall, you've got this rope to protect you from your downward fall. I feel pretty well confident. This class has helped me.
From the school gymnasium, they go to famed Devil's Lake in central Wisconsin, one of the best practice climbing areas between the Alleghenies and the Rockies. Here, the Wisconsin John Muir chapter of the Sierra Club takes over, leading the students up tough rock climbing. How's Chuck Conkle feel about it as he tops the second vertical ascent?
Chuck, how is it? A little bit hedgy?
Well, just a little bit. I'm getting more used to it, though.
Getting more confidence?
Yes, I am. This is my second time I went up here. The first time was down to this ledge here, and that's when I really didn't know. But I made it.
Think you did pretty well in the high school gymnasium and learning what to do when you got out here?
Well, I thought I did, but I still don't trust myself.
You still would rather have that belay, at least?
Yes, I definitely.
You want to keep on with this, though? Can try?
I want to go right up in the whole 2 days. I'm going to try this.
And he goes up. So do more than a dozen other students who started their mountain climbing in a Milwaukee school gymnasium and now are on the rock. Jim Schlosser for Monitor, halfway up a rock face in Devil's Lake climbing area.
In the words of the late Alexander Wolcott, who often wrote memos to himself, this note, dear self, at your age, remind self never to go mountain climbing. Now a positive reminder.
Hi, Mr. American Motors Rambler Dealer. I'm interested in one of your surprise time deals.
Good. Slip on this hat with a funny horn.
Okay.
Register surprise, and your brain impulses make the horns honk. Now, look at this 1967 Rebel. Tom McHale of Mechanics Illustrated says there isn't a better intermediate-sized car sold in the U.S. than the 1967 Rebel.
I'll take it.
The Rebel?
The hat. And the Rebel, too. Surprise?
No, Rebels outsell the hats 5-1.
Surprise. You get your kind of deal on your kind of car at your American Motors Rambler Dealer.
Agent 00 Brick has a suds bomb for you. But you don't have to duck, it's only shampoo. And so gentle to hair that the whole family will be looking to swell. Try it, you'll see. That big sudsy bomb is Brick Concentrate. What a shampoo, it makes you feel great. In each plastic tube at a price that's quite low is Brick Quality for a gal or her beau. Just a dab of shampoo, some water, then wow, Breck Concentrate lathers up with a pow. A balm full of suds is a feeling that's great with the gentle power of Breck Concentrate.
Young Americans. Miller High Life Beer, the quality beer that's become a favorite among millions. You know there's nothing ordinary about Miller High Life the moment you taste its full, hearty flavor. Flavor brewed slowly, with all the deep goodness of the rarest ingredients kept in every glass. A flavor so distinctive, it has been acclaimed the world over as the champagne of bottle beer. Enjoy that big Miller High Life flavor in a glass drawn from the tap, from the can, or from the familiar crystal clear bottles. Always sparkling, flavorful, and distinctive. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee. camphor and talk. And who doesn't talk about good eating?
Some people just don't believe that accent makes a difference when it comes to food. Take Herb.
All right. When Barney barbecues, he uses accent. I don't use accent. You want to convince me accent wakes up sleeping flavor? Take Barney's leftovers and take my leftovers, and let's have a taste test.
Herb.
Yes?
Barney never has any leftovers.
Oh.
Coming around to monitor news on the hour time, what's happening today, the world around. And this is Bill Mazur.
Keep tuned, the latest news now is on the air. Keep tuned for sports and views now from everywhere.
Mom, beat the kitchen heat. Just listen to this. From Wetson's comes another mouth-watering eating delight. It's Wetson's Southern Fried Chicken, done up just right, crispy and tasty on the outside, tender and delicious on the inside. For that snack or dinner at home, Wetson's Southern Fried Chicken dinner served with Idaho golden brown French fries, a man-sized portion, only 69 cents. Mmm, love that chicken. For a beach party or whenever you're having a picnic at home, pick up a Wetson's chicken bucket, packed to go. For a family of three, $1.49. For a family of six, $2.98. Mmm, love that chicken. Top off your meal with Wetson's thick shake, creamy and refreshing. At Wetson's, you can always enjoy our U.S. government-inspected all-beef hamburgers or cheeseburger. When you're looking for eating pleasure or a picnic delight, go to Wetson's. Mm-hmm. Love that Wetson's. In Freeport, Long Island, there's a Wetson's at 35 East Sunrise Highway. In Roslyn, Long Island, a Wetson's is located at 1045 Northern Boulevard.